Lamentations 3, especially, I didn't ask Kelly to sing that song, but in light of the song she sung, I think this would be a good verse to see this morning rather than me just saying it. But you think about Lamentations 3 and verse number 22, the Bible says here, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not." Amen. Just like that song mentioned about times that we fail, times we're not strong, times we're unfaithful, times we sin, whatever. The things that was mentioned in there, that it's of His mercy, amen, His mercies, that we're not consumed. And it's because of His compassion, His mercy, His compassion, thank the Lord, His compassions, they don't fail. Amen. And thank the Lord for that. And verse 23, it says, "They are new every morning." Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Every day they're there. Amen. Like the morning dew on the ground outside. Amen. They're there, new every morning for us. "Great is thy faithfulness." Amen. The Lord don't say, "Well, I forgave you for that yesterday." Amen. In other words, His mercy is new every morning. Amen. And thank the Lord for that this morning. And those verses just kind of was ones that's going to kind of tie in, so to speak, with how we start off the message this morning. But you think about this morning, if you will, this past year, the year is almost gone, ain't it? It's hard to believe. You know, you think about, just for a few minutes, let's just reflect on this past year. And it's been a busy year. Amen. I think we all can agree on that. There's been a lot of hard things that's happened this past year. It's been a learning, I guess I will say, year for me, and a trying year for me. I'm just going to be brutally honest with you this morning. This message is on my heart, and so I'm just going to pour it out to you this morning the way the Lord gave it to me. There's been times this past year where I have sat and I've looked at Kelly and said, "I don't know how I can do this any longer." I've said, "I don't know how I can go along, how I can keep going anymore." Because things get hard. In 2019, there have been some hard, trying, testing times. And some of y'all have had some of those same things in different ways than I have experienced. And we all have those times and those things. But yet, there's been some great triumphs too. Amen. And God's given a lot of big victories. Amen. And this past year, amen, I can't help but think about Stephanie. Amen. Just to, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we can't say thank you, Lord, enough for that. Amen. So it's not. But miracles like that God's done, amen, and some other things that God's done, and I'm thankful for those things. And God has blessed a lot, amen, in our families, in our lives this past year. And I think about some of the different things at work that I could go into that God has protected me and helped me through this past year and protected me from and guided me in. And help me with, and I've learned a lot. And I think also about some blessings at work I could go into. And just, it's just been a lot of blessings, but a lot of hard things. I put it this way in my notes when I was thinking about this, to use what we're taught to do in school, alliterate. I thought about, there's been a lot, and Russell's a lot better at that than me. But when I think about, you know, the last past year, there's been a lot of trials, but there's been a lot of triumphs. That's the best way I could say it. And I guess every year's like that to a point, but I feel like this past year, it was a little bit greater for me. A lot of personal, just hard trials, if you will, but a lot of triumphs too, the Lord's gift, and it's helped, I believe, to make me better, stronger, amen, in the Lord for the things that are to come. And the Lord uses those things like that in our lives. And you think about But God has blessed us so much this past year. There's been so many things. We've seen some souls saved, amen. Passed out a lot of tracts, visitations, you know, met a lot of different people in the community, amen. We've had, you know, a decent amount of visitors come in and all those types of things. And financially, the Lord's kept us going for another year, amen. And kept us all here, amen, still another year faithful and you know, still here going on for the Lord and doing what He'd have us to do. And it's of the Lord's mercies, amen, and it's by His mercy and by His grace, amen, that He's helped us with those things. And our theme last year, I don't know if any of you remember this, and I didn't mention it a lot, and I planned to mention it more, but the Lord just never laid on my heart to mention it a lot. But I believe it took place if we listened. And sometimes, you know, it's that way. You know, if we take and we listen to God and obey Him, He'll do those things. And that's the way I kind of felt this theme was this past year. The theme year before, I hounded it to death. And I beat it to death. Faith, 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 faith. And sometimes the Lord wants us to do that with things. And then other things, I think we say it, it's there, amen. Every now and again mention it, and the Lord does the work. And He handles it. And that's the way this past one was this past year. The theme that we talked about a little bit, especially at the beginning of the year, was growing in the King in 2019. And I thought about that. I looked at my own life and I said, you know what? I hope and I trust and I pray and I see some areas in my life that this past year the Lord has helped me to grow in Him in 2019. Amen. The year ain't up yet. We still got a couple more days, but it's nearing an end. And I hope and trust and pray that you can look back and you can see some things that through your daily devotions, through things God's done in your life, through sermons, through teaching, through the different things, the sermons, different messages and things this past year, through the things the Lord's given to me, through the things that Brother Brent's used in Sunday school, or Russell, or Jarvis has come, whoever's come and preached at different times, Brother Barry, that the Lord's used some of those things that's taken place this past year in this place to help us grow in Him in 2019. There's been enough preaching done, amen, and enough Word of God given that if you hadn't grew, I don't think you can blame it on the messengers. I think you might can blame it on the listener. And maybe you just missed some things because there's been so much Scripture done and given and things, even though it wasn't mentioned about you need to grow in the King constantly all the time if we would listen. And a lot of times growing is just a simple everyday things. Amen. You think, well, I need something new to grow or something different. Well, you know, a plant don't need something new or something different. A plant outside to grow, it needs the same thing, right? It needs the same thing it did 20 years ago if the plant's going to grow outside, right? It needs water. It needs sun. Amen. It needs the soil. And it just needs to take in those things that it's being given and grow. Amen. That's all it needs. It just needs to take and do it. And the same thing's true today. God, the Word doesn't change. A lot of times we say, I've heard that before. Well, maybe you need to hear it and take in a little more sunlight again. Amen. Just like that plant. Take in that soil again. Take in that water again. Amen. Don't get tired of taking in the water, taking in the sun. Amen. Because when you do, you know what happens if the plant was to take that attitude. It wouldn't be around very long. So I hope and trust and pray that the Lord's used some of that to help us to grow closer to Him this past year. But the year's almost done. And that brings us to almost the cusp of a new year. Amen. And does anybody know what next year is? 2020, somebody said something else. Who said something else?
They're talking about bringing the roaring 20s back.
Yeah.
Perfect vision.
New year, right? Yeah. 2020. When I think about 2020, there's an immediate thought that first popped in my mind when I start thinking about it. I'm going to be brutally honest. It was a thought that came into my mind, and that thought was this. Keep America great. Make America great in 2020, whatever. That was the first thing that comes into my mind when I think about 2020. I'll just be honest with you. This next year is a big year. And I'm not going to get political, but I am going to talk just for a second. This next year is a big year. I think everybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, or I don't care, could agree on that much at least. It's a big year. Whether you think he should be in office, he shouldn't be in office, we need a Democrat, we need this Democrat or that Democrat or that Democrat or none of the Democrats and not Trump either. Whatever. It's a big year. Amen. Election years are always big years. But so I believe I could put it this way, and this is the way I wrote it down in my notes. You have to forgive me. But I believe this next year is a huge year. It's a bigly year, if you didn't get the huge part. I think it's a huge year. I think it's a bigly year, as our president would say. Politically, I think it is. But I think it's a big year spiritually as well. I think in every way, it's huge and it's bigly this next year. I think we need to take and really pray for ourselves, our churches, other believers, and pray for our country. Amen. This next year. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get into the message. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for your love this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for 2019. And dear Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning as we take and look back for a few minutes now as we begin to look forward, but yet also kind of reflect back at the same time through your word. I pray you'd help me this morning. I pray your Holy Spirit would have your will and way. And dear Lord, as was mentioned in Sunday school this morning, dear Lord, about the way we leave church sometimes, the way we preach sometimes, dear Lord, I remember long ago as we was talking this morning of what you have taught me and what my prayer has always been, and I pray it again this morning, that dear Lord, if someone's uncomfortable this morning, dear Lord, someone needs some comfort, I pray you'd give them that comfort and strength from your word today. But dear Lord, if someone's become uncomfortable, dear Lord, I mean comfortable, dear Lord, in their life and their relationship with you, they become comfortable, just complacent, I pray that today that you'd make them uncomfortable and help them to see, dear Lord, this morning what you'd have them to see from your word. Thank you for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a hard time seeing y'all this morning. I can't figure out what it is. Does anybody know why, maybe? Oh, let's try these, see if this helps. Thank you. Hadn't been feeling well. Forgot my glasses. That helps. Amen. That helps a lot. Thank y'all. I was having a hard time up here. I was wondering how I was going to read these little words in my Bible. But no. But you think about, there's a lot of times things around us every day, like I mentioned, the sunlight and the plant, the water, the plant. There's a lot of things every day that we do that we take for granted. There's a lot of things every day that we take and that we have right in front of our faces that we take and we just don't even think about, that we don't place the importance on in our lives that we should. One of them, a good example, is this right here that I just found out about, these glasses. Amen. I thought about this morning. You think about these glasses that I put on my face every day that give me four eyes. Amen. These glasses that I put on my face every day, these things, I've had them ever since I was probably, I'm just guessing, 8, 10 years old, something like that. I don't know. It was probably somewhere around that neighborhood. And you think about, glasses are important. I wake up every morning, and guess what? One of the very first things that I do is get my glasses. Why? So I can see better. Now, I can see every one of y'all in here right now. Some of you is a little fuzzy-ish. Maybe you look better with fuzzy-ish. No, I'm just kidding. But fuzzy-ish, amen. You can take off yours and say the same thing about me. Go ahead if you need to. But look a little fuzzy, but, you know, need to shave, but a little fuzzy. But you think about when you need those glasses, right, to help you see what's around you, to help you walk, whatever, read, etc., to help you to see what's in that mirror, amen, even when you go in there and look at it. We have to put on those glasses. One of the last things I do at night, before I go to bed, guess what it is? Take them off. That's almost the last thing I do. Matter of fact, I usually don't take them off until the very last thing. You know why? Because I want to have them on so I can see the TV. Now, last night I got sick of watching Clemson, and so I took them off. And I said, no, I didn't anyway. I didn't feel good. I was kind of in and out watching the game. I'm just playing. But I did take and I took them off, and I just kind of look up there and squint every now and again just to try to see what the score was. But you take off your glasses pretty much last thing, right? Why? You don't want to sleep with them on, right? Why do you not want to sleep with your glasses on? You don't break them, right? You don't want to mess them up. Why? Because they're important. But yet every day when I take and I walk around and do my daily duties and do my daily chores, I think about them in the morning when I get up. I think about them at night when I go to bed. I need to put them on so I can see. I need to take them off so they don't get tore up so I can see the next day. Amen. But you know what? I don't take and walk around all day long with my glasses on my face and say, you know what? Boy, I really like these glasses. Thank the Lord for these glasses that I got on my face. They're right here in front of my face, on my face, every single day of my life. But I don't think a thing about them until I break them, lose them, till it's time to take them off, or till it's time to put them on. That's the way glasses are, isn't it? In other words, let me put it this way, put it bluntly in one sentence form. I don't think about my glasses until I need them. I don't think about them until I don't have them or something is missing with them. I think about these glasses kind of remind me of the way we treat a lot of things spiritually a lot of times. Our glasses do. You think about simply this morning, I thought about a theme for this next year, and I'll be honest with you, I started just doing what I do every year, and I started just Googling. And sometimes in the past when I've typed in themes 2020 or sayings 2020 or sayings 2019 or whatever, I've looked on there and it's just been nothing. You know, nothing really to help nothing or anything like that to help Lord as I'm praying and seeking. But 2020 was an easy one. Because when I took and Googled it, I'll be totally honest with you, I didn't have some epiphany come down from heaven and some big light show me what the theme ought to be for this year. But as soon as I read this and saw it, I said, that's it, Lord. I believe this next year our theme should be simple. Amen? The Word of God's simple. But I believe this theme this year is simple, and it's one of this, do you have a 2020 vision, is the title of the message this morning. I believe our theme this next year is simple. We ought to seek to have 2020 vision. Do you have 2020 vision in 2020? That's what it ought to be. Do we have 2020 vision in 2020? You think about 2020 vision, we all know what that is, right? Perfect sight. That's what everybody in the world wants. Amen. 2020, see perfect. That's what we're supposed to have with these things on. Amen. These extra two eyes are supposed to give us 2020. And sometimes they don't quite get there. But you know, they're supposed to be close to that. That's the goal, right? 2020, perfect vision. You think about today, this is a huge year. It's a big year coming up. And I believe in every way we need, as God's children, we need as a church to have 2020 vision in 2020. We need to have 2020 vision in 2020. Perfect vision, if you will, when it comes to the things that God would have us to do. Amen. Perfect vision when it comes to seeing things that are going on and taking place around us. Amen. Perfect vision in the things that we do every day in our life for the Lord. And you say, well, there's got to be something big to have perfect vision. There's got to be something big to make a difference. You know, you got to have some big. This morning, the message is simple, if you will. There's three simple points I'm going to give you. And these three simple things you're going to look at after the service. And you're going to look at them and you're going to say, well, I've heard those things a million times before. Don't think about it that way. Think about it as this right here, for those of you that have glasses. Amen. Think about it as this right here. And don't take and say, you know what, I've heard that before, I don't need those things. If I was to take tomorrow, wake up tomorrow morning and lay down my glasses and say, I wear them every day since I was 8 years old, I don't need those things anymore, I know them. Don't do that with the message this morning. Instead, realize that without these things and keeping these things in our face, that's what I'm doing this morning, putting them in our face. Without that this morning, we're liable to take and get blurred vision. We're liable to have a failed 2020 vision in 2020. You see, when it comes to this morning, I'll give you three simple things, if you will, the Lord's laid on my heart that can help us to have 2020 vision in 2020. Three simple things that will help us to know to do the Lord's will, not our will. Three simple things that can help us to know and to do His will, not our will, and have perfect vision for this next year. And when I say that, I mean a lot of times people think, well, I want to do this and God wants me to do that. That's a part of what I'm trying to say this morning, but another part of what I'm trying to say is this: sometimes we try to do God's will our way. That's a part of what I'm trying to say this morning too. We shouldn't try to do that. We need to do God's will His way. Amen. With His heart, His spirit, His attitude. Amen. That's a part of it as well. Because if we don't have the right spirit, we don't have 20/20 vision. There's something there that's blurring. There's something there that's messing up. Amen. It's like, and Jesus talked about the one person having the beam in the eye and the mote in the eye. Well, the one might be bigger than the other thing. Amen. But you know what? Both obstruct the vision. Amen. And so we need to take this morning and be honest with God and say, Lord, help me to have that 20/20 vision in every way. This morning, three simple things that can help us to have perfect vision for this next year, if you will. The first thing I see is that if we're going to have a perfect 20/20 vision in 2020, we've got to take this morning and be in the Scripture. We've got to be in the Scripture, folks. That's where it all starts. That is, if you will, the glasses this morning. Amen. Is God's Word. I thought about these glasses and I said, boy, the Lord gave me that yesterday. I said, that's a perfect example of God's Word. You say, why is that a perfect example? Well, I thought about it this way. The example I gave you a while ago. What is the first thing we do in the mornings when we get out of bed? Before we even get out of bed, look for those glasses. I thought about how should we start off every day of our lives looking into that Scripture. How should we end every night thinking about and looking to God in that Scripture? Amen. Maybe prayer, family devotions, looking toward His Word. But yet a lot of times throughout the day, what do? We got the glasses right on our face. We started off the day with them there. They're on our face. We started right, but we totally forget they're there. We totally forget they're there. We totally forget about the Scripture as we go throughout our day. You think about the Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter number 2 is a good familiar verse of Scripture, 2 Timothy 2. If you turn with me there, in verse number 15, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. In other words, we need to take in our own personal lives, amen, and by being in the house of God and being under sound preaching and teaching of God's Word, we need to take and study God's Word. Amen. We ought to study God's Word to show ourselves approved. Amen. That way we can work for God and do the things that God would have us to do. Amen. In working Him for Him and serving Him. If we don't know what God's Word says about how we ought to serve, what we ought to serve, how we ought to do, then how can we ever do the work? Amen. It's like at the job place. If they take and I was to go tomorrow and go and get hired on at a construction site, and the contractor was to take and look at me and say, okay, I want you to go out and build this building. Here's all the materials. Go for it. And I was to go out, Brother Gary, and start trying to build a building. Wouldn't work very well, would it? You say, why? Because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never been told. I've never been trained. I've never been showed. Amen. I could be out there working man to death. But you know what? If I haven't studied that trade, if I hadn't studied, amen, what I'm about to try to do, then I don't have no clue what I'm doing. It ain't going to work. Amen. So when it comes to God's Word and being a workman for Him, if we're going to work for God, we've got to know God's Word. Amen? We've got to study it. We've got to be in the Scriptures and study and see what God would have us to do. That's not to say somebody just got saved can't do nothing for God either. Don't take that wrong. Amen? I'm not saying that at all this morning. But I'm saying that we got to be in God's Word so we know what He wants us to do. Amen? And how He wants us to do it. And all those types of things. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. If I went out and I was to try to start work building that building and I didn't have a clue what I was doing and I was a workman, boy, I've been working all day, honey. Look at this building. She'd look at that thing, and when I got done, I'd say, I'm done with it. Everything's there. What's all them over there? That's extra pieces. I didn't need those things. And then all of a sudden, the wind blow, Brother Gary, and guess what happened? That whole building collapsed and fall down. You know what I would be? What that verse says? Ashamed. Why? Because I didn't study. I didn't know what I was doing. And there's a lot of people today that take and they set off to do this and do that, and they mean well, but they haven't studied God's Word. Amen? They haven't taken and been in it and studied it, and they're not in it. May the Lord help us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's a lot of people out there preaching and teaching and jumping up and down and saying things that sound good and putting the things together good with eloquent words, but you know what? It's not found in here. It's not found in here. And folks, the simple thing is today, we've got to be in God's Word so that we might take and serve God the way He would have us to, that we might tell others the truth, amen, and not lead others astray, amen, like a lot of people's doing. Or also that we might take and rightly divide God's Word in our own personal hearts and lives so that we're living for Him on a daily basis, not necessarily in witnessing or sharing the gospel. We talked about that already, kind of. But I'm just talking about in living a life every day that pleases God. You see, that we can rightly divide God's Word and know what we ought to be doing. And I think that's why a lot of times people get all sidetracked, is because they listen to what somebody else has told them rather than looking what the Word of God says, and they've taken and believed something that's wrong. And so we've got to study God's Word, if you will, that way we can rightly divide the Word of truth. Amen? And we could read on down some more things here, but look over at chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verse 13. It says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." I wrote here beside my Bible, I put a little line here, and beside that, at that word being, and drew it out to the side of my Bible and put why. Why are they taking and deceiving people? Why? Because they've been deceived. Amen. Usually before somebody takes and deceives somebody, what do they have to do first? Be deceived. Amen. Perfect example is the Garden of Eden. Amen. Eve was there in the garden. What did she take and do? The serpent did what? Deceived her. So what did she do? That she had been deceived. She took and got Adam, and he got deceived. In other words, what happens? Usually somebody is deceived, and then what do? They try to get proselytes. They try to get disciples. They try to get followers. They try to deceive somebody else. They don't take and just keep it to themselves, if you will. They take, once they've got something, they take and then spread it. And that's why we got so many ideas and things out there in the world today and all this type of stuff. People's been deceived and they're being deceived. And they're taking and deceiving others. And you're going to see more and more of that as the time comes. Amen? It's going to get worse and worse, Paul told Timothy. Verse 14, "But this is what Timothy was told to do. Continue, keep on keeping on," we would say. "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Don't change, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." That's amazing to me, this phrase. You say, why do you say that? Because we're not to follow men, we're to follow God. Amen? That's clear from Scripture. But Paul does tell Timothy something here that's very interesting that you don't need to miss. He says there's going to be those out there that have been deceived, and they're going to be deceiving people, and it's going to get worse. He said, "But I want you to take Timothy and continue in the things that you have learned." We're going to see in a minute where he's learned them from. But notice who he's learned them of. Who has he learned them of? He said, notice the continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Of whom did Timothy learn these things? Well, we could talk about his grandmother Lois and Eunice. Amen. We could go back and talk about them that he had learned these things from. But may I say, I believe it's directly Paul saying here, realize that I have taught you these things. I have tutelaged you. You know what God's Word says, and I'm jumping ahead now. You know the things I've taught you and showed you has been God's Word, that your grandmother's told you, that your mama's told you is what God's Word says, and I've preached and taught you those things, and you know what you need to do? Ignore all that other and continue on of those things you've been assured of. Don't become unassured of them. Continue on. You see, he was saying, keep a clear vision. Amen. Don't become unassured. Stay assured. Continue on. Amen. You think about here today, he said, don't get, I believe, blurred or distracted vision, we might say. He said, continue on the things you've been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. He knew these things from a child because he had been taught the Holy Word of God, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, that's every bit of it, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Sounds like 2020 to me. Thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Sounds like a clear vision. Amen. He says, what I want you to do to take and keep a clear vision, if you will, to stay going in the right direction, dismiss all the other stuff that people are saying that's new that comes along, that even the people that may be deceived, that used to believe one way but now believe something else, don't let that distract you. You continue in the things you've learned from your grandmother, from your mama. You just keep on going because they taught you what God's Word says. I've taught you what God's Word says. So bless God, just stick with the old stuff and keep on going on. If somebody used to believe something like you and now they're over here, guess what? No, I don't care why they changed. I don't care. I'm not going to be deceived. God said a lot of people would do that in the last days. I'm sticking with what God's Word, Mama, Daddy, and with what my grandmother told me. And guess what? With what that old preacher told me growing up. With what Paul told me, I'm sticking with it, bless God. I don't care what so-and-so goes to. I've seen and you've seen so many people take and change that used to be so clear in the preaching and teaching of God's Word. They used to be so clear in the way they live their lives and their standards and the things they do. Now they've got blurred lines. They've got gray areas. They're mixing together, folks. No. The world don't come churchy and the church shouldn't become worldly. Amen. There's the world. There's the church. There should be separation between the world and church. Amen. We take and we go with what the Scripture says. We go with what God's Word says today. As I've said countless times before about a lot of different things, when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to God's Word, when it comes to a lot of things in our lives, that's it, it's simple this morning. It's simple that if you take and people say, well, oh, we do this now because times and things have changed, or I've come to see this. No. Whoa. You come to see something. Be careful, because that means you were wrong then and you're right now. Or that vice versa. It can't mean both. Anytime somebody starts preaching or teaching or saying, well, I used to believe this now, but whoa, hold the mule. Stop the train. Amen. Continue in the things that you've learned. As if it's from God's Word. And it's what you've been assured of all along. And it's what that book has said. Hold the mule. Hold the train. Stay with the book. Amen. Stay with the book. Amen. Continue in the things that thou hast learned and been assured of. Don't allow things to blur your vision. Amen. There's a lot of things out there that's blurring our vision nowadays. Just stick with this book. That's why I'll be honest with you. There's very few things out there other than this right here that I listen to or read or look at. You say, why? There's a lot of good stuff. I'm not saying there's not. But you know what? There's even double bad stuff. You say that sounds crazy, but there is. And you know a way I can keep away from all that? Just stay right there.
Amen.
I know that sounds crazy, but just stay right here. Amen. Continue right here. Right here. And it keeps you away from all that stuff. You think about just staying to God's Word. Continue in the things thou hast learned. Keep our 2020 vision. The way to do it is stay in the Scriptures. I think about Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 4. We want to have clear vision. We need to see and stay in the Scriptures. Proverbs 4 and verse number, Proverbs 4 and verse number 20. I'm going to read a few verses here. And these verses, Dad always emphasized these to me. We read a lot of Proverbs at night growing up. So every time I read these verses, I think about, and that just goes back to being little again, but I think about these words. And I see God the Father speaking to me when I see these verses. And I hope you see Him speaking to you if He's your Father this morning. That's just the way I look at it when I read it. It said, "My son, attend to my" what? Words. Word of God. Amen. Attend to the things, if you will, that's in God's Word. We ought to do that. But the things that as He had been told by His Father, "Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh." Keep thy heart. Keep it. Guard it. Protect it. Keep it. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth. Boy, we could talk about frowardness, but I ain't got time. Perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Amen. Straight. Continue on, as Paul told Timothy, if you will. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Continue in the things thou hast been assured of, to use the words that Paul told Timothy. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Do what? Remove your foot from evil. Amen. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Continue in the way you've been assured of, just like Paul told Timothy. Just take and keep on. That's a 2020 vision. Amen. That's a clear vision. That's a clear sight. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Keep on the straight and narrow. Keep on going. Our Heavenly Father is telling us today as His children to stay true to His Word. Don't get sidetracked like many have done today with the world, with the things of this world, with the stuff of this world, with the money of this world, the pleasures of this world, the worldly distractions, the temporal things of this world. But lay up our treasures in heaven. Don't get deceived by those that are out there saying all these false things around us. God's Word doesn't change. We should stick with it. Don't turn to the right hand. Don't turn to the left like Proverbs says. Stick with it. To have a 2020 vision, we must stay in the Scriptures and stick with the Scriptures. That's God's Word. Amen. If we're going to take and have a clear vision in 2020, a 2020 vision, we've got to look through the Scriptures. But Hebrews chapter number 10, I'm going to give you these last 2 points real quickly because I really need to get this in. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, bear with me just a few minutes. Hebrews 10, verse number 22. Hebrews 10 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "Let us draw near with a true heart." And I like these next 2 words. It goes to what I've been talking about. Confidence, clear vision, full what? Assurance. Amen. Of faith. Full assurance. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Hold it fast. Continue on. Don't turn to the right hand. Don't turn to the left. Same type of language. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hold fast where you started. For He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And here's a key phrase, "and so much the more," I mark those words in my Bible, put a box around them, "as you see the day approaching." Amen. In other words, simply this, if we're going to have a clear 2020 vision in 2020, we've got to be in the Scripture, but we've also got to be in the services. Amen. We've got to be in the services. You say, "I knew you was coming there." I know. I told you it's like water on the plant. Amen. It's like sunshine on the plant. You got to have it if you're going to grow. Amen. Got to have it. I ain't never seen a Christian yet serve God more, live for God more, than one that was in church and got out of church. How crazy statement is that? You say, what do you mean? People think and act that way a lot of times, don't they? Well, I can serve God at home. I don't have to go to that church all the time. Show me one Christian who's ever taken and got out of church, stopped going, and they've got more spiritual and stronger and closer and better to God because they stopped being in God's house. It don't work that way. What happens when a person gets out of God's house and out of church? It's the exact opposite. They get worse. You say, I don't need to go to church to be saved. Amen. You're right. But may I say it this way? And this may be too strong. I don't know. I may have to take this back later on. But I'm going to say it now, Lord. You don't have to go to church to be saved. But to serve God, you better have. I ain't going to say you got to. I'm close to it this morning, but you better have. If you want to serve God the way God wants you to serve Him, the way you ought to serve Him, you better head. Because in this day and time, and in any day and time, but I'm going to say this day and time especially that we live in, you better be around God's people and in God's house faithfully, or you just ain't going to make it. I don't know how else to say it. Not talking about heaven when I say that either. You'll make it to heaven, but boy, you won't never make it serving the Lord like He wants you to. I ain't saying you ain't going to do nothing for Him, but not like He wants you to.